This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على من بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His help. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and for His mercy. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and from the evils of our wrong actions. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can lead astray. Whomsoever is left to go astray, none other than Allah Almighty can guide them. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity, no God worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is his servant and final messenger. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The last book in the collection of Imam al-Nawawi's Riyadu al-Salihin is the book entitled Kitab al-Istighfar, the Book of Forgiveness. In our last presentation, we explored the verses and the hadiths, some of the hadiths that are related to this book. Now, the last chapter that Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala included in his amazing book, his collection of some 1,896 hadiths. The last chapter, he dedicated it to Jannah. And he entitled it, Babu Bayan Ma A'adda Allahu Lil Mu'mineena Fil Jannah. This is some of the bounties which Allah has prepared for the believers in paradise. So here Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, as always, he's going to open up with some verses from the Qur'an that talk about or speak about the delights and the bounties of Jannah. And he follows it up with prophetic James' words from our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, describing Jannah and what is in preparation for the believers. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that He wants us to believe in Him? What has been prepared for those who made sacrifices for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this transitory life, this life of ad-dunya? So the first ayah that he opens up with, he says, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ, that the muttaqoon, or the muttaqeen, that is those who have piety, those who have taqwa Allah, the reverence of Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who kept away from the haram, and those who fulfilled the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be amidst gardens and water springs. Inna lil muttaqeen, those who have taqwa, fi jannat. Fi jannat. Jannat is gardens, the plural of jannah. And fi jannatin wa uyun. And uyun is the plural of ayn, a water spring or a spring. Uyun, springs. Then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, udkhuluha bi salamin aminin. That enter it, enter Jannah. Udkhuluha bisalamin aminin. You will enter it in peace and security. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. And we shall remove from their breasts any deep feeling of bitterness that they may have. So they will be like brothers facing each other on thrones. There'll be no animosity, no hatred, no jealousy in the hearts of the people of Jannah. That will all be removed from the chests of people. لا يمسهم فيها نصب وما هم منها بمخرجين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse then says, no sense of fatigue shall touch them, nor shall they ever be asked to leave it. You don't get tired in Jannah. And you will never be asked to be, you will never be told to leave Jannah. Once you enter Jannah, that's it. It's eternal bliss. It's eternal happiness. No more, you know, no more fatigue, no more sadness, no more bitterness, no more depression or anxiety or stress. None of this is in Jannah. And then he mentions a number of other verses, and actually the Quran is filled with verses to do with Jannah. But inshallah ta'ala, because of time constraints, I'm going to delve into the hadiths that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said about Jannah. In the hadith of Jabir radiallahu anhu that we find in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَأْكُلُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ فِيهَا, that the inhabitants of paradise will eat and drink in it. وَيَشْرَبُونَ, and they will drink in it. وَيَشْرَبُونَ وَلَا يَتَغَوَّطُونَ, and they will not have to pass excrement. وَلَا يَمْتَخِطُونَ, and you don't have to, or they don't have to blow their noses. وَلَا يَبُولُونَ, and there's no urinating in Jannah. There's no going to the toilet in Jannah. وَلَكِنْ طَعَامُهُمْ ذَلِكَ جُشَاءٌ كَرَشْحٌ. He says, their food will be digested, producing belch, which will give out the smell of musk. كَرِحْ أو كَرَشْ كَرَشْحِ الْمِسْكِ. And then he says, يُلْهَوْنَ التَّسْبِيحَ يُلْهَمُونَ التَّسْبِيحَ وَالتَّكْبِيرَ كَمَا يُلْهَمُونَ النَّفَسَ, that they will be inspired to glorify Allah and to proclaim His greatness as easily as you breathe. So some people might ask, in Jannah do you worship Allah? Do you still have to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah? And the answer is that we still glorify Allah. We still praise Allah. We still acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and extol Him and exalt Him. But the way it's done in such a way that there is no effort. It's like we breathe, right? We breathe to stay alive. But we don't even notice it. We're not conscious of what we are doing. So likewise, when we are in Jannah, we will be making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will be exalting Him and praising Him, but in a manner that is so easy that we are not even conscious of doing it. Jannah, my dear brothers and my dear sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from amongst the inhabitants of Jannah. Ameen. Jannah is beyond our limited imaginations. You really cannot imagine Jannah. And in this next hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions the hadith whereby قال الله تعالى, meaning it's a hadith Qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ وَقْرَأُوا إِنْ شِئْتُمْ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I have prepared for my righteous slaves what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and the mind of no man has conceived. And then He said, if you wish, recite, no person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. So we really can imagine all we want, but really the reality is beyond our imagination. We will have that in Jannah, that which the eye has not seen, that which the ear has not heard, and that which you will not even be able to contemplate. This is what awaits for the believers. For those who believed in La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. In the next hadith, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu wa arda, he said that the first group of people to enter Jannah will be shining like the moon on a full moon night. Then will come those who follow them, who will be like the most shining planet in the sky. They will not stand in need of urinating or relieving of nature or of spitting or blowing their noses. Their combs will be of gold and their sweat will smell like musk. In their censers, the aloes wood will be used. Their wives will be large-eyed maidens. And all men will be alike in the form of their father Adam, 60 cubits tall. In another narration, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, their utensils will be of gold. Their perspiration will smell like musk. Every one of them will have two wives. The narrow of the bones of the wives' legs will be seen through the flesh out of excessive beauty. They, in other words, the people of paradise, will neither have difference nor enmity amongst themselves. Their hearts will be as if it was one heart, and they will be glorifying Allah in the morning and in the afternoon. So again, we know that the utensils in Jannah will be made of gold, and they will be made of gold. And subhanAllah, we also know that in this dunya, we as Muslims have been forbidden from having gold utensils. We're not allowed to use pure gold or pure silver utensils, whether it's spoons or knives or cutlery of any sort or plates, okay, bowls, cups. This is all not allowed. This is not allowed for the Muslims in this dunya, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to the believers in the akhirah. We move on inshallah ta'ala, and we learn about what is the least that a person will have in Jannah. In the next hadith, or in the next two hadith, we learn about what is the least that a person will have in Jannah, and who is, and the story of the last man to enter Jannah. The last man to enter Jannah. In the hadith of Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Musa, Prophet Moses alayhi salam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he asked his Lord, who amongst the inhabitants of paradise will be the lowest in rank? What's the lowest? What's the least? He said, it will be a person who will be admitted into paradise. He will be admitted into Jannah. Last of all, when all the dwellers of paradise have entered paradise, it will be said to him, enter paradise. But he will say, O my Lord, how should I enter while the people have settled in their apartments and taken their shares? It will be said to him, will you be satisfied and pleased if you have a kingdom like that of a monarch of the world? He will say, I will be content, my Lord. Allah will say, for you is that, and like that, and like that, and like that, and like that. He will say at the fifth time, I am well pleased, my Lord. Allah will say, it is for you and 10 times more like it. Allahu Akbar. You will have whatever your soul desires and whatever your eyes could delight in. He will say, I am well pleased, my Lord. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said, who will be of the highest rank in paradise? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they are those whom I chose, and I established their honor with my own hand. I attest with my seal that they will be blessed with such bounties as no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no human mind has perceived. This hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. So who is the last man? What is the story of the last man to enter Jannah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu wa arda, one of the greatest companions. He said, Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I know of the last of the inhabitants of the hill to be taken out from there and the last one to enter paradise. As you know that some Muslims who testified La ilaha illallah but were sinful Muslims will be in the hellfire. But because of their tawheed and because of them being Muslims, they will come out of the hellfire eventually. And this is the story of the last of them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he is a man who will come out of the fire, crawling on all fours. Allah, the Lord of glory and honor, will say to him, go and enter Jannah. And he will go to it and think that it is full up. He will then come back and say, oh my Lord, it is full up. Allah will say to him, go and enter paradise. Go and enter Jannah. He will again go to it and think that it is full up. So he will turn back. Allah will again say, go and enter Jannah. Go and enter paradise. For you have what is equal to 10 times the world. You will have equal to 10 times the dunya, this world. He will say, are you making fun of me while you are the king? At this, in other words, the narrator, he saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laugh or smile until his premolars were visible, and he said, such man will be the last dweller of paradise and its lowest rank. And the hadith is found in Bukhari and Muslim. If this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the last man, what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the mujahideen? What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepared for the prophets and the messengers and those who follow closely in their footsteps, the muttaqeen? In this next hadith, we learn about the trees in Jannah. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu wa arda, he says that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a tree in paradise that is so huge that if a rider of a swift horse has to cover its distance from one end to another in 100 years, he will not be able to do so. So even though you might be on a very fast horse trying to get through the shade of this tree, you will not be able to get through it in 100 years. Allahu Akbar. Which shows how mammoth these trees are, how big, how huge the trees of Jannah are. We know that the trunks of these Jannah will be of gold. Another narration from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu wa arda, he said that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a rider will not be able to cross its shade even after traveling for 100 years. In the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, he said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the dwellers of paradise will look at those in the upper abodes above them as you look at a shining star which remains in the eastern or western horizon. Such will be the difference in superiority which some of them will have over others. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, will those be the dwellings of the prophets which no one else will be able to reach? He said, yes. But by him in whose hand my soul is, meaning by Allah. Men who believed in Allah and acknowledged the truthfulness of the messengers will reach them. So, subhanAllah, it's very important to be mimicking the prophets and the messengers and to be applying their teachings in our everyday lives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informs us about a very small space in Jannah and how this small piece of real estate in Jannah is better than the entire dunya and what is in it. Allahu Akbar. In the hadith of Abu Huraira, radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, he said, a space in paradise equal to the distance between the middle and the end of a bow, the middle and the end of a bow, will be better than all that upon which the sun has risen and sets. Allahu Akbar. In the hadith of Anas, radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informs us about the marketplaces in Jannah. He said, in paradise, there is a market to which the people will come every Friday, every Jumu'ah. And the northern wind will blow and shower fragrance on their faces and clothes, and consequently, it will enhance their beauty and loveliness. They will then return to their wives, who will also have increased in their beauty and loveliness. And their families will say to them, we swear by Allah that you have been increased in beauty and loveliness since leaving us. Thereupon they will reply, we swear by Allah that you have also increased in beauty and loveliness since we have left you. SubhanAllah. So both those who are leaving, when they come back to their family members, both of them appear more beautiful and more lovely than before. And this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. In the hadith of Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu wa arda, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, the dwellers of paradise will see the upper abodes of paradise as you see the stars in the sky. Can you imagine the distance? So you see the dwellers as very, very far, very distant. The next hadith, also the hadith of Abu Sa'd and Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhuma, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them both. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the dwellers of paradise enter paradise, an announcer will call. An announcer will call. You have a promise from Allah that you will live therein and you will never die. You will stay healthy therein and you will never fall ill. You will stay young and you will never become old. You will be under a constant bliss and you will never feel miserable. SubhanAllah. In Jannah, everyone will be at the age of 33. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu wa arda, he narrated that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah, the Lord of honor and glory, will say to the inhabitants of Jannah, O inhabitants of paradise. They will respond, here we are. يَقُولُونَ لَبَّيْكَ رَبَّنَا وَسَعْدَيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ رَبَّنَا وَسَعْدَيْكَ. Here we are. Here we are at your service, O our Lord. All good is in your hand. And he will ask them, are you pleased? And they will reply, why should we not be pleased, O Lord, when you have given us what you have not given to any of your creatures? Allah will say, shall I not give you something better than that? They will ask, O Lord, what can be better than that? And Allah will say, I shall bestow my pleasure upon you, and I shall never be displeased with you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be displeased again from human beings in the Jannah. The last hadith that Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala included, hadith 1896. The last hadith, the hadith that is narrated by Shu'aib رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the inhabitants of Jannah enter Jannah, Allah the Glorious and Exalted will say to them, do you wish me to give you anything more? They will reply, have you not made our faces bright? Have you not brought us into Jannah and delivered us from Jahannam? And Allah will remove the veil. And the dwellers of paradise will feel that they have not been awarded anything dearer to them than looking at their Lord, than looking at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith is found in Sahih Muslim. Then Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala concludes with this ayah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ دَعْوَاهُمْ فِيهَا سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَتَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَاهُمْ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Verily those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, their Lord will guide them through their faith. Under them will flow rivers in the gardens of delight of paradise. Their way of request therein will be Subhanakallahumma. And their greetings therein and close of their request will be Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and thanks are due to Allah, the Lord of Al Alameen, meaning mankind, the jinn, and all that exists. This is the ayah that Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala concluded Riyadu al-Salihin with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala rahmatan wasi'a. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for his works, and in particular reward him for this book that he entitled Riyadu al-Salihin, which means Gardens of the Righteous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from amongst those who are from amongst the Salihin and not the Talihin, from amongst those who will be in the gardens of Jannah, in Al-Firdaus al-A'la. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us to all the actions of the tongue and the actions of the limbs and the actions of the hearts that will make us from amongst those who are happy in this life, who live in a garden, who are living in happiness in this life and who will be living in eternal bliss, eternal happiness in the hereafter. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.